So today's topic I want to talk about is cold approach, and where I know guys like me and other guys, especially I had talked to, who struggle with cold approach or has a fear of just approaching women. You know, I always try to find different ways to talk to women. It was through dating sites or women at my job, but you know, that never has worked out for me, and especially on dating profiles where there's a lot of competitions. You know, there's a lot of guys who compete with other guys just to get the woman's attention on dating sites, and you know, women are very selective who they want, because you know, a lot of guys just messaging women. And sometimes, especially on Tinder, I had tried Tinder, I had tried Match.com, I had tried different dating sites, and I don't have good luck with it. So I tried to go to social events, not successful with that. And I have watched a lot of YouTube videos of guys who do day game, who go out in the world and approaching women. And if you look at them, they don't have like anxiety. I'll just go out to random women, talking to them, see if they're interested. You know, and it's very scary because I don't have that courage to go and just go up to strange women and just ask them out, because you know that I just have that a lot of fear inside. But it is a struggle. And a lot of guys had that same issue. And I'm single at 36, now about to be 37 soon. So, you know, I got really put myself out there if I want to find somebody. You know, I've been learning from YouTube videos about day game. And about, like, you should just, if you see a woman, you know, you just go out and just approach and talk to her. You might, and you know, my biggest fear is rejection and embarrass myself. Yeah, but you know, if you see that attractive woman, you just go ahead, because you never know, she might say yes or she might say no. And but I had tried a few times, but you know, you got put. It's just like applying for application for a job. You know, you might have to apply so many jobs before you get a call from the manager for an interview. So it kind of relates to the same thing. You have to keep talking to a lot of women, and hopefully some women will give you their phone number and hopefully go out for a date. If the date goes well, then maybe we become more than that. But you got to put yourself out there. And I learned that, you know, you have to build a lot of confidence, and that's why I lack confidence in myself. So I need to try to build confidence, you know, try to improve my image, just to try to dress nice, try to communicate better, and just maybe not have fear of just talking to women. Because, you know, when it comes to talking to guys, it's really easy, but for women, it's just different. And I realized that women and men are the same. So if I could talk to a guy, I could talk to a woman. But you know, but my mind is going crazy on me. This when I see a woman, and I just go speechless and numb. But and I should just think. I should not think like that. Just try to think, because the positive way, you know, because women are not gonna bite you. The highest they will say yes or no and just walk away. But you know, but the best time now is the summer months, because you see more women out in public. You know, there are a lot of events going on, like festivals and stuff like that, concerts, stuff like that, or going to the parks or zoos, wherever, the museums. So I always could find things that I like to do. And then the more I go and do those fun activities, the more like I find somebody who likes the same interests I like. And plus if you go to like meetup.com, you know, there's a lot of events going on too, so it involves a lot of women. You know, there's different ways, I guess, but dating sites are not dating sites for me doesn't work out. And a lot of guys had an issue too about dating sites. So I just need to, just think positive. I'm going to try to go to the clothing store and just pick out nice outfits to put on, be more presentable, shave, I try to go to gym to try to make myself look much better in image, try to get that nice athletic look the best I can, see, and write, and that will attract women too, and just try to be more like an alpha male that has no fear, because alphas, they don't have to give a damn, they don't have no fear, and they are leaders, so I want to be more like an alpha type. Not be a weak or a beta, who's beta, but just be an alpha, and that's it. Hopefully, if I go out, do all these things, I would definitely find me a woman. Women find men who's alpha and confidence very attractive looking. And I just need to, because women, they will never approach a guy. Society always teaches guys how to make the first move. So as a male, I had to make the first move. If I don't, I'm always going to stay single because, women don't approach men. And women don't want to approach men anyway because I guess if a woman approach men, they would think that the women are very easy. And plus, women, they don't handle rejection as well as men. So it's by nature, it's for the males to go approach women. And but I have a friend, I asked him, do you want to go out and just talk to women? But he has a fear of doing it. He said he could go back to dating sites. I said, I don't think dating sites are going to work because he had bad issues with dating sites in the past. And I just keep telling him that we have to change our way of thinking, that we can meet women anywhere. You don't have to be dating sites. It could be anywhere. It could be at the gym, it could be at the park, it could be at the store, it could be at the museum. Just be anywhere. Just have to do the cold approach. And you have to do the numbers game. Something like, you might have to do like 300 or 400 approaches before you get like, I don't know, maybe like 20, 30 women who agree to go out with you. So it's always a numbers game. And there are some guys who does naturally good with women. They don't need to do a lot to just attract women. Just have to attract women by just naturally. There's some of these guys are good players. You got some guy who's good and they had good game. Some of those players and just use women, but they still know how to attract them and take them home. But I can't give a woman's phone number. But you got guys who make out with these women in the bars, take them home. Have one night stands. They sleep with a lot of women, so they had a good game. And I keep watching these pickup artists, these guys who well trained. They even have training camp for guys who struggle with women. They could go to they boot camp and they like just teach you how to be good with women. But I will never pay a lot of money for that because they really, really rip you off. You get to pay like thousands and thousands of dollars for you learn how to be good woman. What you just need to do is go out and just keep practicing. Go with another friend. Just go out and just talk to women instead of spending a lot of money just trying to get good woman. You just have to put yourself out there and just learn. But it is nervous too. But like, when you approach a woman, what's the first thing you gotta say to a woman? And that's what the part where the woman is gonna judge you before you even open your mouth. So if you're not looking very well or dressing very nice, or feel confident, she already gonna write you off from the beginning. So I got improve that image, and one thing you have to do is that before you approach a woman, you gotta observe the situation before you approach her, observe what she's doing. Maybe you can start observation as a topic, like if she's at the gym, you could go up to her, ask about something about the equipment that she's using. something like that, something that she's doing. You could out, or she's at the store and she's picking up certain items, or like, and you can ask her about a certain thing about the food and stuff like that. You just have to be very creative what you're doing. But I noticed that there's been times when I'm at the store, woman will make eye contact with me, and I never had the courage to go up to the woman and just say hi, but they will make eye contact, or they might say something, but it's up to me to ask them out. But I'm gonna put it as my goal, and I hope other guys do the same thing, to take the courage to just put yourself out there and just talk women. But this is all I have for this topic today. But see you next time. Peace.